Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So guys, what do I always say? Guys, female cops, firefighters, corrections officers are useless AF. And guys, I have a whole playlist of these videos talking about this, guys. So guys, please check that out at the end of the video. And guys, here we have a case of four corrections officers in Atlanta just letting nug nug. Blast up the club, right? Going to jail over nug nug. Now guys, we'll get into this. Before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, because it really helps keep this channel going. Guys, check out my locals and my second channel description, guys. And guys, let's get into this. Oh, I gotta break out the race card. Guys, look at this. Ex-Fulton County jail workers charged for giving inmates phones and cigarettes. Now guys, this is not the first time that this happened this year. Guys, check this out. Man, look at chick on the left, you know? She can get it, you know what I'm saying? She's actually kind of cute.
A pair of titties make you want to stand up and beg for buttermilk.
Fox 5's Morse Diggs is live tonight at the detention center with that video and reaction. Morse?
Well, videos have been made inside the Fulton County Jail before. Entertainment, rap artists. Well, one was made recently, clandestinely, and you would definitely qualify this one as adult entertainment. On the various floors of the Fulton Jail, there are small offices adjacent to the housing pods. A female staffer occupied one of those offices, but...
Look at that. That's an inmate filming her on an illegal contraband phone. Look at that. And she was banging this dude. Clown world.
She's not alone. We intentionally cut the video where you see a hand of an inmate extended to the mouth of detention officer Kawana Jenkins.
Kawana Jenkins.
A pot-smoking slut.
Jail staffers are all talking about the behavior of the forbidden contact between the Fulton employee and the prisoner that ended with Ms. Jenkins getting locked up, charged with...
Look at those charges, guys. Improper sexual conduct, reckless conduct, cruelty to inmate, giving inmate improper item, and violation of oath to office. Damn.
Improper sexual contact, reckless conduct, cruelty to inmate, giving inmate an improper item and violation of oath of office. A retired sheriff supervisor and law enforcement instructor gave his reaction to the video.
There are a lot of things that raise flags beyond just the intimate act itself. Where is the supervision, particularly inside of a facility that's experiencing so many problems?
Listen to this guy's voice. Ha, ha. Experiencing so many problems, I do declare.
Staff member has this type of time to spend with an inmate and to make this type of video. It's very repulsive.
Sheriff Pat Labatt terminated Ms. Jenkins. He wrote, "The actions of this one individual are certainly not a reflection of the men and women of the Fulton County Sheriff's Office."
These are all DEIA hires. That's why.
Vast majority of employees are to be commended for their integrity, commitment to service, and the work they do day in and day out.
And let me tell you about an interesting nugget about how they were able to identify this particular inmate from his tattoos from Northwest Atlanta. I'm Morse Diggs, Fox 5 News.
Clown world, guys. So he got caught because of his tattoos on his arms when he was, you know, messing around with that chick. Clown world.
I told you guys.
And there's more reports for like the last 3 or 4 years. But guys, back to this story here. Ex-Fulton County jail workers charged for giving inmates phones and cigarettes. And guys, here we have a news report. Let's check this out.
Officers accused of providing contraband to inmates. Good Day's Lindsay Tooman is live at the Fulton County Jail breaking this down for us. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning to you, Alex. And these charges stem from an investigation done by the Fulton County Sheriff's Office Jail Investigations Unit and left four women who were contract employees facing charges.
Look at that.
Four former Fulton County Jail security officers find themselves facing jail time. The sheriff's office announced the arrests of 34-year-old Laquana Ballard, 26-year-old Regina Harris, 24-year-old Anesia Silas, and 26-year-old Briaisha Tate.
Briaisha? Look at that! Hey guys, look at the blonde weave and the friggin' bull ring and the six nose. They hired these chicks? Come on, man.
All four were contract employees. All of them are charged with providing some form of contraband to inmates, including cell phones and cigarettes. Ballard is accused of sending explicit photos and videos to an inmate. Tate is accused of having sex with an inmate.
Having sex with an inmate. Look at that.
The former Fulton County Jail contract workers worked on the same two floors of the jail. Investigators say four inmates are connected with the crimes and are charged with conspiracy to commit a felony and possession of prohibited items. Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labatt released a statement saying in part, quote, "These women unfortunately chose to be on the wrong side of the law by fraternizing with residents they were entrusted to watch over."
With residents? Residents?
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, run astray, run amok.
They're prisoners. What are you talking about?
They will now have to face the consequences for the crimes they are accused of committing.
And the sheriff's office says that this is an active investigation and it expects that there could be more charges. Of course, we'll keep you updated on that. Reporting live from the Fulton County Jail, I'm Lindsay Tooman for Good Day Atlanta.
Lindsay, thank you. Former residents.
Look at that, guys. Look at that. Four former Fulton County Jail officers are arrested for supplying contraband to inmates. Look at that. All worked on the same jail.
These are legendary. Just read the reviews on their site.
Every man. Okay, now, all worked on the same jail floors, and four inmates were also charged. Look at that, 34-year-old Laquana Ballard, LAQUNA Ballard, 26-year-old Regina Harris, 24-year-old Anesia Silas, and 26-year-old Briaisha Tate. All are charged with supplying various forms of contraband, including cell phones and cigarettes. Man, oh man. Now, guys, here's the crazy thing. They were sneaking in all the phones and cut out parts of books, right? Look at that. Look at that, guys. Guys, why? Why? Who would have expected anything different from these knuckleheaded 304s, man? Guys, you see this all the time. There was a case in Wales where 18 chicks got caught banging and clanging the inmates, man. Look at that. And now they're in the same jail that they were banging and clanging. And how much you want to bet at least one of these knuckleheads is pregnant? You know what I'm saying? Look at that. So, all right, you guys, this is AJ. I appreciate you guys. I check out the playlist at the end. I'm out of here, guys.